bad person. In fact, you can separate all relations with individuals into two categories instead of three, I think. There are three types of people: good, bad, and neutral. The good people are those who can contribute positively in some way to your happiness. The bad are ones who would cause you unhappiness, and the neutral are the ones who would be neither, who would cause you neither happiness or unhappiness. Well, with the good people, you will want to arrange mutually profitable exchanges that will enhance your happiness. But whether a person is bad or neutral, the answer is simply to avoid him, in which case you can be indifferent towards him and not have to consider whether he's bad or neutral, hate him, or be indifferent to him, and so forth. The bad do not rule the earth. As with all other individuals in this universe, they rule only themselves. You will either allow them to influence you, or you will prevent it. Your life is up to you. Don't give it up by default to those whom you consider bad and then blame them for what has happened. They cannot touch you if you choose to avoid them. Don't waste your time trying to understand the nature of evil. Don't keep peeking over the protective fence to see who's out there and how bad they might be. And certainly you don't have to worry about whether those bad people ever get their rightful comeuppance. You don't have to police them. To attempt to do so is a total waste of your own resources, because you are trying to establish maximum well-being in your life, not trying to punish the actions of someone else. If some other man in this world appears to be able to steal and get away with it, so what? That's not the question that's relevant in your life. There are two relevant questions. Number one, have you put yourself in a position where he can steal from you? And secondly, would it be profitable for you to steal? That's all that concerns you. Who cares what happens to him as a result of his stealing, as long as it doesn't affect you? Actually, what you're asking is, what would happen if I did it? And remember, happiness is relative. Even if you're sure it brings him happiness, that doesn't mean anything one way or the other as to whether or not it would bring you happiness. So don't let his apparent profit throw you off balance and make you reappraise your principles simply because someone else seems to accomplish something that you don't think would be profitable for you. But if you won't be satisfied until you are positive that justice will triumph, then let me call your attention to what I believe is the nature of justice in the real world. It begins by recognizing that certain principles do exist, which means that certain causes produce certain effects and certain acts have certain consequences. So, obviously, you employ the acts that bring the consequences that you desire. You've probably already recognized, for example, that to steal would bring consequences upon you that you do not like. People will have little to do with you. They will not be able to trust you. They won't accept your word and so forth. Even if you can keep your theft a secret, the fear of disclosure is going to affect your tranquility and perhaps exact a price from you in protection that you don't want to pay. In fact, I like to define the word conscience as being the recognition that no crime is insolvable. Now, you have recognized an immutable cause and effect relationship. If you jump off a building, you fall to the ground because there happens to be a law of gravity. Nature itself will determine your punishment for going against reality. And that punishment will be the same, no matter what your ignorance or intentions may have been. In the same way, when you try to violate the obvious natural law that all individuals seek happiness, by trying to make other individuals accept unhappiness, then your plans are going to go astray, and nature will again mete out its justice to you, even if the other individuals are not even aware of what you're doing. They simply will act in accordance with their happiness-seeking natures and decline to participate in something they don't see happiness coming to them from. The point I'm getting at, of course, is that you will automatically be punished for any attempt on your part to go against reality. No one else has to take the responsibility for your punishment. And I could, of course, go on with examples in abundance, but the big day in your life is when you suddenly realize that every other individual is totally subject to the same cause and effect relationship, just as you are. Now, you can't see all the consequences that accrue to the other fellow because you are not him. But you know, sure as rain is wet, that acts have consequences, that no one can go against reality without suffering bad consequences. So what more positive, more reliable justice could you ever ask for? It's all there in nature itself. There's no need for you to wonder if anyone else is receiving his just punishment for his crimes. You don't have to hope that some individual will get wised up. You don't have to go around chasing criminals and bring them to bay. You don't even have to figure out which ones are